I mean, I suppose it's really just to sum it up, really, a game of two very different halves.
Yeah, it was, yeah. It's amazing, really. We seemed to put an excellent performance in one game, and then, you know, I gave the team an opportunity to go again and see if they could do it. We asked for the same energy and the same desire to start the game well. Well, first half, we looked like we couldn't string a pass together, and then I have to say, you know, first time I'd say it, probably this season, we just looked like no one really wanted to take responsibility on the ball and to get us going. And it's difficult sometimes when you haven't got a natural number 10 in there to give you that passing option. But then it's about, you know, working a little bit harder off the ball to give people opportunities to pass it. And really, some of our passing was very, very poor first half. And we deservedly went in 1-0 down. If it was a poor goal, we had to be conceded. No one gets near the lad. He turns in the pocket. We tried to overload us in those sort of areas first half, but he turns in the pocket. We just don't come out quick enough with enough desire to stop the shot. Second half, we start miles better. You can see there's a tempo. You can see there's a bit of urgency to us. Again, concede a very poor goal. I can't remember that many other clear-cut chances that they had, and both goals were excellent strikes. And at 2-0, you look like we need something special, but we actually started to play really well then. And I think second half, you could argue, is probably as well as we've played in any half of football all season. We get the goal back, put them under a lot of pressure to get John and Diego on the pitch, which I just felt at that point we needed as many people that would want the ball and take responsibility. I think the frustrating bit tonight is, I know we say this all the time, but Clayton's goals, I've watched it again, it's a yard onside, it's the most clear onside decision ever, and the linesman puts his flag up. And I think, not just me tonight, I don't think I'll be the only one complaining. I think some of the fans would be slightly frustrated by the officiating. We were told 15 minutes to go, there's going to be at least 4 minutes extra, we're going to add the time on. You know, there was sort of lots of incidents after that, and then still 4 minutes went on. We've had a lot more than that this season, haven't we? But ultimately it comes down to the first half. We've not done enough first half. And I just said to the players, you know, regardless of the situation, regardless of whether we can or can't get in the playoffs, you know, I think it's down to everyone else to worry about that, but we can't play with that sort of inconsistency, and that's what we've done the last 10 games. Whether it's that last little bit of having that little bit of extra to get that next level, and certainly first half's performance wasn't anything like a team that was challenging to get in the playoffs.
So what did you say to them at half-time?
I just said we've got to take responsibility on the ball. You know, we've got to win the ball. What have we got to lose? You know, we seem to do that when the game almost looks like it's gone and you've got nothing to lose. I said, that's easy. It's easy to do that. I could go and get on the ball and I've got nothing to lose. It's when you've got a little bit of something to play for, and the crowd start to get a little bit edgy because one or two passes, that's when you want someone to get hold of the game. Say, give me the ball and I'll start making us tick. And when you've got forward players in the side, unless they've got the ball, unless someone gives them service, it's very, very difficult. And I think at times, you know, that's been an issue for us, particularly if we've conceded the first goal. You know, we've then got to try and break its team down, and as we know, we've not been particularly good at that this season. So that's all I said at half time. I just said, you know, if we don't liven up a little bit, I'll certainly be making a couple of changes, maybe 5 minutes into the half. And I think at that point, nobody really wanted to come off, so they decided to start running around and trying to make something happen.
You did miss chances, eh?
We missed chances, yeah. Diego has a fantastic chance. I don't know if it's just kicked up in front of him a little bit, in fairness to him. But yeah, we've created some chances second half. We've basically dominated the second half, haven't we? I've not really seen as one-sided a half in a long time as that, but a little bit unfortunately for us, we end up conceding that second goal, which I think is pivotal. You know, and had we not conceded that, then, as we know, one goal would have changed it. I still felt we looked as though we were going to get something out of the game. But again, if you don't take your chances, you're not going to do that.
So how do you see it then, Gary, realistically? With 5 games to go now, the gap is still 9 points.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I think, again, we just wanted to win games. You know, when we started out this season, of course, our aim was to get in the playoffs. But a little part of my aim was to try and progress and beat last season, beat whether that's where we finish in the league, whether that's the points we get. Whatever that is, you know, of course we want to finish in the playoffs, and that's always been our aim. But we have to also be realistic, you know. Again, we can't come away from games like that and not win it and say we've still got a really good chance of getting in there, you know. And we've got to expect the teams up there to start winning some games. So, I mean, tonight, you know, the extra game was always pivotal. And even if we'd have won tonight, it was still a massive a massive thing to still try and get in there. But so disappointed really just because of the performance. I mean, that's always the same, you know, you perform well, do the right things, then you win games of football. But at the minute, we do it one game and then we perhaps don't do it the next game.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? Home form's crucial. I think that's 8 defeats this season, which must be one of the most frustrating things for you.
Yes, it is, yeah, particularly when we, you know, we started okay at home, then we had a real spell where we struggled and we lost 4 out of 5 games at home, something like that, and it really deflated us. Fortunately for us at that point, our away form was excellent. Then we actually picked up at home and started to put a real good string of performances together. I think it just always seems, and again, I don't want to be critical. It's easy for me to come in here and be critical of the players. They've done fantastic and they're working as hard as they can. But I think sometimes to get to those levels in the division, to get into the playoffs over 46 games, not over 10, not over 20, not even over 30, over 46 games, you know, you have to be strong mentally and you have to be able to deal with games when certain things happen. And we've just had a little bit of an edge to us where if it looks like a game we've got to win to get somewhere, we don't seem to be able to put that big performance in. And again, listen, that might just be something that we've got to try and rectify next season.
Was there a temptation, given that it was only, 3 days between Reading and here, to make changes rather than go with the same 11?
Yeah, there's always a temptation. There's always a temptation at home to play with a number 10, because in all fairness, we probably played better at home with a number 10. But we were so competitive against Reading and we played so well against Reading. We did a lot of things so well. We just felt as though, you know, if we could start that way and start tough and start with a little bit of pressure on Leeds, you know, then you've only got to have 10, 15 minutes and you suddenly dominate the game. As it was, we didn't start well enough and suddenly Leeds had the best share of a game. And then you realise after 15 minutes, yeah, maybe I should have made changes. Mm. It's always difficult, you know, you make changes and you end up losing the game and you should have stuck with the same team. But I don't think it was energy. I think you look at the way the team finished, I don't think energy was in question. I think it's just mentality sometimes. It's a mentality of, you know, this is our game to win. We're going to go and win the game and make sure we do. We're kind of waiting for someone else to make something happen.